We heard quite a few times Jesus saying to his disciples, remain in me. And he presents that as he says, I am the vine. Just last Sunday, we heard Jesus saying, I am the good shepherd. That was the gospel that we meditate. I am the good shepherd. Here is Jesus saying, I am the vine. Which was very common and very understandable for the people who were listening to him, be it the disciples or a large crowd. Most people would have in their yard probably a vine, a fig tree, an olive tree. It's quite common in the places where they can grow, where it's not the desert. It's very common, and they would prepare their wine with the olive, they would prepare their oil. The fig, I think they would just eat them. And here we have Jesus saying, you have to be connected to me. We're living in a time of much communication. And we do need to be connected with all the gadgets that are around there, but also connected to each other. If any of you has ever worked on a farm, or probably, I don't know how many of you, or if you have any, even a plant of a flower, a rose bush, in order that we have beautiful flowers, you should probably once a year, sometimes during winter, to prune it. Most or many fruits, you have to do that. When I was a small child, my family used to work with coffee plantation. And even the coffee plant, there is a time you need to prune. Many branches will come out and they will bear no fruit at all. So you need to identify and you need to cut them off. So they will not take the strength, the sap away from the plant, so that those branches that will bear fruit, the fruit will be of a better quality. And Jesus knew that. And he's telling us, we need to be connected to him. That means we are not the center. And that's kind of difficult. Because when we talk about pruning, as applied to our lives, it means that we have to let go things that perhaps we would like them, but they will not help us in bearing fruit, in giving witness. That's what the first reading, talking about Paul, still name of Saul, how the apostles were afraid of him, but how he started to preach and speak boldly. It says a few times that he was speaking boldly without fear, speaking about Jesus. We need other connections we can get to be with the Lord to do that. We cannot do that on our own. As a branch will never bear fruit if it is cut from the tree. This coming Tuesday, May 1st, we'll have the confirmation here. Once a year, we know the bishop visits our parish, and we have the celebration of confirmation. We might remind ourselves of our own confirmation. And every year, a week prior to confirmation, Sister Pat comes to me with a number of letters that each of the candidates, they write, addressed to Father Carlos, so that I will read them and I will evaluate them. I don't grade them, I'm not a teacher. But I was going through, and I want to share a few words. I'll not tell where they come from or who wrote them, but a few words of what our young people are saying there. Basically, they have to tell why they are ready for confirmation. And of course, some of them will be, they are very good, you know, they can do that in four lines, you know, why they want to be confirmed. Others need more time, and they write more, and they tell a little story of their lives and this and that, but they all mostly write very nice things. One thing, part of a letter, is someone who says, outside of church, I always try to live a Christian life. I make it my mission to help anyone in need and be as kind as I can to those around me. Whenever someone asks me why I am so caring to people who aren't always kind back, I attribute it to my belief in God and the Golden Commandment. Treat your neighbor as you would treat yourself. However, sometimes I struggle to be polite to those certain people, but I know it is the right thing to do. I would like to be confirmed because I want to solidify my faith in Christ and become an adult in the church. Solidify my faith. That's a deep thing, you know. Another one says, I've been in religious education since preschool, and then put in parentheses, my entire life. And then, I've been growing and preparing for my confirmation. God, Jesus, and the Catholic faith is so important and crucial to me that I base my whole life around it. I pray to God, to Jesus, and many others in heaven, for example, the saints. And I think I am ready to be confirmed because I have learned and worked hard to be a better Catholic and a better person overall. My love for God is so strong that I'm willing to choose him over most of my lifelong passions. I would like to be confirmed in the Catholic Church. It would mean the world to me. Another one says, I have grown so much in my faith. I feel so connected to God because of the wise words I hear. I listen and I understand And it would be not be possible this without my loving family behind me. I enjoy helping others, volunteering, and I try to be a good role model. I'm supportive of my brothers. I'm always trying to help around the house. I enjoy seeing younger faces of the church. And she's 14, no? I have not only attended all of the necessary classes, but I have read the entire Bible throughout the past year. I want to be confirmed because I genuinely want to further my relationship with God and Jesus. I hope to spread the word. And I realize that this is not the end of my faith journey. If you see the word, I want to be connected, I grow in faith and service. I guess that's what Jesus is talking about when he says, remain in me. To bear fruit is to do good in the world. Our world needs us. And reading the so many that we have, how many, Sister Pat, we have this year for confirmation? 140 we have this year for confirmation. And reading most of their letters, I can say our church is in good hands. We have a bright future and a bright present with these young people. We can learn from them how to listen, how to be attached to Jesus who is the vine, how to practice that, and how to bear the fruit. Fruit that will tell indeed that we are Jesus' disciples.